Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
B-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a scruffy poodle owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers.
Alexis Preston,
Renee.
It's a little warm. It's a little hot.
It is a little hot.
I don't want to talk about it. You don't want me to talk about it, but it's oppressive.
Yes.
And we have no choice.
Yes. I am very grateful to live in a home with air conditioning. For like the first time ever. So that's nice. But every time I have to go outside for whatever reason, I go, oh, this is wrong.
Certainly not. Why would anyone do such a thing?
But yeah. I will say I keep getting like calls or texts from my parents who are both in Arizona. And it's so much hotter there that I'm like, it's not so bad here. It's like 110 there.
You know what? Same. So it makes a dog walk a little bit challenging.
Yes.
It's just a little bit warm. But for the most part, I no longer have central AC, but I got an AC.
Yeah.
I got it on the wall. And so you want to be like, oh, throw yourself to the ground. But then you see it's hotter other places.
Yes.
And you think of people who don't have AC.
Oof.
And you're like, well, shoot.
Yep.
You know what? Never mind. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Turns out I'm fine.
I bought more ice cream. I'm fine.
There you go. Yeah. Now, when we talked to our parents in Arizona, what kind of temps we hitting there?
Like usually, so my parents are both in Sedona-ish areas, and it's in general like 10 degrees hotter there. So if it was like 102,
so like a 110,
yeah,
112?
About that.
All right.
And then like in Tucson, it's even hotter than that, where a lot of my friends are. So, you know, and those few temperatures really make a difference. It's like you hear like 70 to 80, it's kind of whatever.
Yeah.
But between 100 and 110, wow, that's a huge difference.
Oh, so so much. Yes, I think on the, now listen, listeners, if you're just like, I thought it was a dog podcast, mm-hmm. I am very excited to announce that turns out it's going to be thermometer talk for the foreseeable future.
Can we test your thermometer?
can we test your thermo? but no, on the, like, just in the, like, a home thermostat, the difference between, I was trying to keep it at 80, you know, help out with the rolling blind, too hot.
Yeah.
So, but just the difference between 80 and 78, my goodness gracious.
I know, right?
Oh my goodness, had to put on a sweater. Yeah. Okay. Well, you get it.
Yes.
You get, we're fine,
we're
is
fine.
The moral of the story. And We have great news for you, listeners, that we do, in fact, have a show about dogs. But hold on, Alexis, just real quick, our little sweeties, these sweet, sweet sweeties of ours, have been so nice on Apple Podcasts. And, you know, listen, I got quick fingers, but you know what? I don't have a quick internet. So you want to find it for me? Just a quick review to say, hey, we love you so much. You're being so stinking nice to us. And it means the absolute world.
Okay, here we go.
Got one hot off the presses?
Yes.
Okay.
okay. Well, the first one I pulled up is not one we're talking about, but it's funny. It's a podcast where they talk about dogs. No further description is required, which unfortunately we have failed so far. It's now a podcast where we talk about dogs and thermometers, but
and thermostats. Well, listen, it was true at the time, but we do need an updated.
We do
one.
Need an updated
Correct.
Review. So, Kristen L. Kelly, if you can go ahead and. Get back on that.
Just revise. They will be talking about thermostats quite a bit.
How about this one from Joey Mark? It says, if you love dogs, you'll love this podcast. Renee and Alexis, that's us, have
that's us.
An amazing chemistry, and they feed off of each other, stealing us incredibly well. Their dogs, Tubboat and Crumb, are beautiful, and I look forward to my Tuesday morning commutes because I know I'll arrive at work happy. The other amazing part of the podcast is a Facebook community that grew out of it. It's just a freaking ball of joy.
The kindest, the nicest, the just, you guys, it means so much. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, Alexis,
yes.
Could you please tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into this episode?
Yes. This episode, unlike the most, has a Crumb
yes.
Boat update, which normally we have, and also this one has. We have a My Mutt Minute from Chris and his dog, Cappy. We have some dog science about recycled dog fur and oil spills. Of course, we have our Amplify section as well.
I Love it. Now, you know what? I gave you a kind of like sexy, okay. Yeah. That's not what I meant, was like, oh my gosh. My tone was off.
It's okay, just, I can get into that.
Okay. All right. Saving the earth.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, but yeah, just if you could just in edit, go ahead and make that a reaction appropriate, I'd appreciate it.
I'm just
going to
add your, I don't know, to almost all the things I say.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'll see you in the next segment.
Okay. Okay, Renee.
Yes, Alexis.
It's time for Crump Boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a new proposal for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
It is that I kind of have two updates, and I was thinking we could do a tugboat sandwich where tugboat is the filling and crumb is the bread.
Well, now, I love it so much. Here's what I'm going to offer to you.
Yeah.
I also have two updates. They're quick, though.
Okay.
So would you be up for a layered cake?
I love this.
Okay.
A parfait.
Great. Yeah. We'll do crumb boat parfait.
I love it.
Going forward. Okay.
Oh, with a crumble
topping.
Obviously.
Yes. Now, as you know, you want to start at the top, you want to start at the bottom.
I'll start at the, you go first.
Either way, well, but hear me out. I think either way you have to go first because you got to put crumbs on top of a parfait.
Oh.
So it'll be crumb, tugboat. No, that's not true. I have to go first. Yep. Okay. All right.
We're learning how to layer a parfait. Leave us alone. Okay.
Come on. We know what we're doing. We know how to make a quesadilla, as discussed a few weeks ago. Definitely did not. I still don't know how to make a quesadilla. I tried to make one yesterday. It didn't work. I do know how to make a parfait. So I go first.
Okay. Yes.
Listen, you've heard all about them. You've heard all about them. Probably too much about the... So I'm now in this apartment complex that I have is... It's not fully an unofficial community, but there's definitely like community courtyards all over the place. And it's a lot of like really sweet families that live here. So now, of course, you've heard about the cats.
Yes.
I've talked about them to exhaustion. What I have not told you about is the adorable children that are just running amok and are so sweet. So for the bottom layer of this parfait, I want to tell you about Benji, who is three and is... I can't even look at him directly. He's so cute. And mind you, I don't like kids. I don't like them. And yet Benji, here's what happened. And now I'm wondering if I've told you this story before. Have I told you about Benji's whispering tugboat?
No.
Okay.
No.
So Benji meets tugboat and it's just real quick. It's in passing. Hey, I'm Renee. I'm new to the neighborhood. This is my dog. It's tugboat. Nice to meet you. And he's kind of quiet. He's a little bit of a shy kiddo. But then later, so I met Benji with his dad, and then the next day Benji was walking with his mom, and I have not met his mom yet. So Benji has clocked, oh, we know these people. That's our new neighbor, and the dog's name is Tugboat. So he's like trying to say hi, and I wasn't quite, because everybody's got masks on, so he can't recognize anything. And so he's like trying to tell his mom that I know them, but again, he's still a little bit bashful. And so he tugs his mom, he's like, that's Tugboat. And he whispers it really quiet. And his mom and I are like so impressed that he clocked, oh, I know your neighbor and I remember the dog's name.
Yeah.
So we lose our minds over it. We're just like, yeah, that's right. That's Tugboat. So nice to meet you. But in his three-year-old little brain, the thing that was impressive was the fact that he could whisper. So now we get along with him really well and we talk to him. And so he'll like run and play and he'll like run up and he'll be like, Renee, I got a shuttle on my shirt. And hi, Tugboat. And then he'll go back to screaming again, but he'll just whisper Tugboat every time he sees him because he thinks that's
so
the
funny thing
we love about it. Alexis, I'm not going to be able to handle it. It's the cutest thing in the world.
Please, Tugboat, never correct him.
I won't ever.
Thank you.
I never intend to. So that's the first of the kids that are adorable. Benji is the sweetest with his whispering Tugboat every time he sees him.
Oh my God.
It's real sweet. It's real sweet. Okay. Now, next layer of the parfait.
Next layer of the parfait is, you know about this, but I have been good and have not posted anything about social media on it because I wanted it to come on the podcast first, which is that Crumb got his first haircut.
Yes.
And
he's so handsome.
He's so handsome now. And weirdly, Renee had come over to drop some things off to me that day. It was the first time we've seen each other since the pandemic hit.
Yeah, it's been like 4 months.
Yeah. And it just happened to be the day that he got his little haircut. So she was the first to see him fresh off the cutting table.
Sure. Yeah. Let's call it that.
Salon chair. Anyway, but he looks great. I went to Perfect Paws Grooming in Highland Park. And I had them do like he's shorter on the belly and, on, you know, basically like shorter on the whole body. And then but his hair on his head and his tail is still fairly long. They trimmed it a little bit. But right. he just looks so handsome. He looks like a little puppy again. It's very confusing. And I keep going, Crumb, where are you? Where's my dog? What happened
it's
to him?
It's just so cute. And then we also all were very convinced that he's got a little tuchus on him.
Yes.
He just got a little thing. No, he doesn't. Not at all. He just had fur. That's all he had.
I really thought that he was way chubbier than he is. And it turns out he's fine. I don't think I talked about this, but I'd been like cutting back. Like I was like, I can't give him any more treats. He's getting too chubby. Like,
sure.
And then like really monitoring his food. And I'm still going to do that for his own health. But right. I will say I was really like, oh no, I did a bad job. And he's fine. He just was furry.
You did a great job. And obviously you're going to post photos. What is funny about that little visit that we had is obviously both of us are masked, staying 6 feet apart.
Yes.
But we tried to take photos, but I'll speak for myself. I was so excited to see you. I was so excited to see Crumb that we both just got Allegra syndrome immediately.
Yes.
Not one of us knew how to take a photo.
No.
And every single one, photos. You cannot see a face in them.
Exactly. We have like two photos of like Tug and Crumb's butts. Like,
yep.
Great. Really helpful stuff.
Glad. Okay, that's fine. But no, he looks so good. So now, do we think this will be part of his regular regime?
I think it'll be a summer thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, because I give him regular baths and stuff, but I don't think that he'll need it unless it's very hot. And truthfully, I'm not sure how much he liked it. I mean, I want him to be okay with doing it, but... The look he gave me when they were taking him to the back was just like, "This, you've betrayed me. Where am I going?"
Always. Of course. So. Of course. But he seemed happy as a clam when I saw him. So it's, we're good.
Yeah.
We're,
he definitely was like rubbing his face on everything when he got home too. I think trying to be like, I got to get my own scent on me again. But
yeah,
he's back.
It's just, I love it. I love it so much. You got to post a photo. I'd appreciate it if you could, please. Thank you.
Of course.
Are you ready for the next layer of the parfait? Another kid story.
Yes.
Now, I got to tell you, this little one, she's 5, and she's going to be running the world. I'm telling you right now, just gets down to business to the point where I don't know her name because there's too many things that we have to tend to have, you know, just informal introductions. We got to get the answers to things. So something that I would take, because Tug, you know, throws himself into a puddle. So we've got a little like community hose. Before we go on a walk, I'll just like hose down his paws and hose down his belly. So we at least start off cool. And he loves it. And so this little sweetie was, you know, again, she's going to be running the world. And she had a few notes for me that I wasn't quite. You know, helping him out in a way that she thought was best. So I knew that I was just like hosing down his paws and his belly. And she was thinking, well, you got to get the whole dog, lady. I mean, you're missing the rest of Tug. So she was like, can I do it? And I was like, yeah, you just, and as I'm saying, get his belly, just his entire head, just like,
buddy.
And on the one hand, I'm proud of this girl for taking charge. And on the other hand, I'm proud of Tug Vote for just being like, okay.
All right. Why not?
Just a drippy kiddo. Again, I hate small dogs, hate little kids, except for Crumb, who is the cutest thing I've ever seen, and these two kids who just would die for, honestly.
Of course. Of course.
But other than that, I stand strong in my resolve.
Yeah, of course. Other than almost every kid / small dog that you meet. They're all wretched.
Right, thank you.
I like that she was like, this lady does not know how to give a dog a bath. What an idiot.
What if she's like missing the entire top layer?
That's awesome.
Really cute. It's real cute over here. All right. Are you ready for the final crumb topping of the crumbled parfait?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, as we discussed, it has been sweltering hot.
Sure. Yeah.
And Crumb's got a new haircut, so he's nice and cool. So Saturday, I was like, you know what? It's time to brave the dog beach.
Yeah.
And we went. I haven't been to the beach at all this summer. And it was surprisingly not packed. That's what I was worried about because it is hot. But it wasn't
too
bad.
That's the whole reason I'm avoiding it, too, is I was worried that it was just going to be. And you went to. Because here in LA, there's two beaches you can go to. One's the Huntington Beach and the other is Rosie's.
Yes.
You went to Rosie's? The Long Beach
I went
one?
To Rosie's. Okay. Yeah. Right. It's a little closer. Not much, but. So I went to Rosie's. I will say. Long Beach, not doing great on wearing masks, just as a town. So if that's a thing that you're worried about, I will say, like, hey, maybe don't go to Long Beach. Like, most people aren't wearing masks. But the beach itself was great. Like, everyone was social distanced. And it's been like a year since Scrum has been, obviously. And right away was like, oh, yeah, we're back. Like, loved it. So we, like, walk up and I, like, you know, Grant and I lay out, like, the towel. And Crum is like, okay, are you done? I was like, yeah. So we immediately, like, walks to the water and is chasing the wave back and forth. And, like, was just so into it from the get-go. Like, I've been waiting to bite at these waves for a while.
For a whole year.
Yeah. And he, like, what I'll do is I'll, like, carry him and then go out, like, deeper and, like, try and give him little swimming lessons into the ocean. Which he's good, though. Like, last time I think he was, like, shaking when I did it, and he was pretty confident.
Okay.
But he loved it, and it was very funny to do after he'd been groomed, because I was like, what, clean dog? Better get him covered in sand immediately.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, 100%. That's the first thing you have to do. I am also very good about, well, I guess it's just the hose down part. As soon as I hose him down, then I'm like, well, if you could just go, you know, tumble in some dust, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
Perfect. Now, do we need to get him a little life jacket?
I have one, but I'll tell you the truth is that I accidentally got too big of one. And so when he's paddling in it, his little paw gets, like, stuck in the front, so it catches, which is, like, way more dangerous than him just swimming. But, yeah, I was thinking about that, especially for the ocean. Like, you know, I'm very careful, but I've been thinking I really want to take him to a lake, because every time I've taken him to, like, still water, he is like, whoa, this is awesome.
You gotta. Well, and I wonder if we can take him to Tugboat's new daycare with that pool, just like a quick stop by and just see how he does in that. But let's get him a life vest first and then
see if he likes
to paddle. This dog's swimming this summer.
This dog's swimming and he loves it.
It's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. It's gonna happen. I love it. What a parfait. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for my Mutt Minute with Chris and Cappy. Hit it!
Woo!
Cappy, which is short for cappuccino, is a 5-year-old Shih Tzu boy. He's around 12 pounds. He's white, tan, black, and brown, with an old man white beard and a spotty little belly. We originally bought him as an unofficial therapy dog. He can sense your sadness or your sickness, and he cuddles right up to you, even if you're on a couch all day. He loves heating pads, and he'll steal yours if you get up, even though he has his own. He gets the crazy afterbath zoomies, and he barks at you for eating a banana. He's a very itchy boy who has prescription pills, special shampoo, and expensive food, but he's worth every damn penny. My favorite dad joke is to come back from a walk and say, well, one of us pooped. Since we have time, we're going to close out with some of his signature sassy mouth. And time.
Alexis, that's a new My Mutt Minute to be.
It's really good.
That's the way. It had it all. It had everything you need. It had dad jokes. It had dog sassiness. It had funny belly descriptions. It had a dog barking at a banana.
That part really got me. There's something. It's so specific that you know it happens every time, though.
Of course. Absolutely. What was that, banana? Oh, not in my house.
Mm-mm.
I can't. Mm-mm.
Outside.
No, thank you.
Nope.
Nope. Yep. Oh boy, it just he brushed over it so quick, just brushed over it so fast. A heating pad for everyone in the house here. Okay, sure.
Yeah. You simply must.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you have one?
I love this itchy boy also, that he is just.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But
now,
sorry,
do you suppose that one of us will at least try the, well, one of us pooped joke?
Yes.
Because I will. There's no one to come home to and sell them that, but I will. I will probably.
I mean, if nothing else, I'll tell Crumb that. So.
Great. Yeah, it was pretty successful.
He won't get it, but I'll try it.
It'll be fun. I loved that My Mutt Minute
really,
so much.
Really
so good.
Also,
Chris,
really reminded me
run.
Of Crumb a bit.
Yeah. A little. I feel like they'd get along. Mm-hmm. They'd be good buddies. Now, Alexis. Somebody else were just like, well, I've been sitting on this dad joke. I just have nowhere to send it.
Yes.
Where could they go?
Send your dog-specific dad joke, My Mutt Minutes, to us by recording them on your phone or recording device and emailing them to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com. Please.
Please.
Hi, everybody. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
We're both doctors. And
nope, just me.
Okay, well, Sydney's a doctor, and I'm a medical enthusiast, and we create Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine.
Every week, I dig through the annals of medical history to bring you the wildest, grossest, sometimes dumbest tales of ways we've tried to treat people throughout history.
And lately, we do a lot of modern fake medicine because everything's a disaster, but it's slightly less of a disaster every Friday. Right here on MaximumFun.org as we bring you Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine. And remember,
don't drill a hole in your head.
Hey, I'm Bria Grant, an e-reader who loves spoilers and chocolate.
And I'm Mallory O'Mara, a print book collector who will murder you if you spoil a book for me.
And we're the hosts of Reading Glasses, a podcast designed to help you read better.
Over the past few years, we've figured out why people read.
Self-improvement.
Escapism.
To distract ourselves from the world burning down.
And why they don't.
Not enough time.
Not knowing what to read.
And being overwhelmed by the number on their TBR list.
And we're here to help you with that. We will help you conquer your TBR pile while probably adding a bunch of books to it.
Reading Glasses.
Every week
on MaximumFun.org.
Now, Renee.
Yes, Alexis.
I've talked about this before, and now that it's hot, it's happening even more often, which is that I start sweating and I smell bad, and nobody wants to come near me, even though they can't come near me anyway, but if they could... they would get mad at me. And
I will agree with you that it is now in a situation that even masked and 6 feet apart, I need more help.
Yes. Yes.
Even with those two barriers working in my favor, I still need additional help.
Yes.
Do you have anything for me?
I have native deodorant for you.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. Okay. And this is a native deodorant. It blocks odors better with ingredients you've heard of, like coconut oil, shea butter, tapioca starch. It's also vegan, and it's never tested on animals like Tugboat or Crumb. We have not used this on either of our animals.
No, we have not.
They have genuinely some of my favorite scents of deodorant. I use the lavender and rose, but they also have coconut and vanilla, cucumber and mint, citrus and herbal. They're all very like natural, good smells. I don't like when, you know, things are like cool football, and you're like, I don't know what that means as a scent.
I don't understand. So many of the other deodorant scents that I can get a hold of are just like, well, I'm trying too hard at prom is what it smells like. Some sort of high school, I'm trying so hard. And especially that coconut vanilla, it just feels like a vacation.
Yeah.
And I love it so much.
Yes, it is. Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the U.S., plus free 30-day returns and exchanges.
This is true. Now, you heard all the reasons why, but I think it's probably time to make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/CIPYD or use promo code CIPYD at checkout and get 20% off, 20% off Alexis, your first order. One more time, that's Native, I'm going to spell it out, deo.com/CIPYD or use promo code CIPYD at checkout for 20% off. I'm still stunned. Your first order.
Yay!
Ta-da!
Okay, Renee.
Yes.
Cue the beeps and bops of computers and science things, please.
I can't wait. I've been practicing for months.
I thought so.
Months I've been practicing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A boop, 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 beep, boop, 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 bitty, boop, 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 bop, bop, bop.
Oh, pretty good, you have been practicing.
Exactly.
Okay.
If it were a Rorschach test and it was visual, you'd be like, well, that's science. Right?
It's a Rorschach test. And that was turned into, so you're saying if that was visually, if the sounds you made were visually turned into a Rorschach test, everyone who saw it would then say, that's dog
science. 100% accuracy, that's dog science.
I love that. That's maybe my favorite thing you've ever said.
Thank you so much. You have some science for me, which is arguably one of my favorite segments in the show. I'm going to say this was my favorite segment in the show up until we introduced Dog Parfait. So now it's got a contender on its heels, but it is one of my favorite segments.
Yes. Mine too, actually. Mm-hmm. So this is dog science about fur. Basically, what they have found is that dog fur is particularly good at cleaning up crude oil, according to a new study investigating sustainable options to clean up oil spills disasters. Together with human hair, gross, recycled from salons and recycled dog fur from groomers, it can be used as an effective and sustainable way to mop up dangerous environmental contaminants on land, which is so cool. So in the past, they've been using like a synthetic plastic, basically, to clean up oil spills, which is not great for the environment at all. It's like, cool, environmental disaster. And in order to clean it up, we have to add to
that. We're just going to add some more disaster.
Exactly. But the University of Technology in Sydney started this project that used these like dog fur and human fur products. And it's all recycled, obviously, not. They're not pulling it off of them. And it's working just as well. It's doing basically the exact same thing. And in particular, dog fur was surprisingly good at cleaning up the oil spills.
Now, look at that. Now, I will tell you this right now. Though I have not come into direct contact with oil,
yes.
I have run into tar. I've run into sap. I've run into gum and peanut butter. And I tell you what, it's still there. To this very day, it's still all over Tug. So, yes, of course. Right there. Now, I will also say that every now and again, I get myself a dirty dish. I was cooking, and I don't feel like using some elbow grease. Should I do a quick mop? Toss it down on, and see
just,
if maybe
just rub your plates on Tug.
You know what? That's right. I'm just going to come after him with a skillet.
Yeah,
and
should be
let
fine.
Him figure out what's happening. Okay.
Yeah. No, I believe they're like turning the fur into like pads, basically. Like they are, like they're not just like throwing all this hair
just
onto
loose
the
fur,
and just being like clean. They're
definitely picturing just I don't know. You take the little dustbuster and you toss it in the ocean. Bada bing, bada boom. We
cleaned
it.
It's already done.
Okay.
Meaning
like a sponge. They're making sponges out of it.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So then they don't just leave it in the ocean. They then pick it up. And
then hopefully they are picking the pads up and not just being like, oh, this is the ocean now.
Because can I tell you what I was hoping was going to happen? I
wanted Dog Fur Island?
Dog Fur Island, but I also wanted fishes to start wearing toupees.
Oh.
Just, they'd be swimming along. It would catch them a bit and they'd be like, you know what? I don't hate it.
Yeah, I love that, actually.
I'm going to keep wearing it.
And also for everyone that's afraid of sharks, I bet they're a lot less scary when they've got a little mustache and a small
just a little. We've solved everything
We've solved everything.
And we are now part of it. If we could just go ahead and let the article know have a retraction, but just an addition that also this success.
Because I'm sure there's leftovers, right? That they could just
certainly
turn into.
That. Yeah, you get it. I sincerely love this so much. Thank you for telling me about it.
Of course.
Well, now, Alexis, I just told you that my favorite segment was dog science, and then it was dog parfait.
Yes.
And it was a lie. Oh. Favorite segment is Amplify, but then after Amplify.
It's complicated when we have a lot of good segments.
Yeah, it's tough. Maybe that's on us. Maybe we should start having some subpar segments.
Ah.
And then that way it'd be easier to figure out. But for do you want to knock it out of the park with our two amplifiers?
Yes, I do. I was going to suggest subpar segments, but I decided, no.
You know what? No, now I want you to.
I was thinking, like, what types of tape do we have near our desk? That could be. Or, you know, something like... where did I put the extra light bulbs? Things like that.
You know what? I think we should, just so that we've got the whole category. I'd like to come up with a few of my own. This pen is a little low on ink, is what I have to offer.
That's pretty good. Okay.
So basically, they're not segments so much as just household updates.
Yeah. Yep.
Or quandaries.
Quandaries, yes. Household quandaries. Okay. Yeah. So there you have it. These are bad podcast ideas. You're welcome.
Okay. You're so welcome.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll see if we can shoehorn it in. Not into this episode, but down the road if maybe we want to do household observations and quandaries.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Do you want to go first for Amplify?
Sure, yeah. So,
all right. Okay.
I am talking now about a website. Okay. it is called People of Craft, peopleofcraft.com. And okay. People of Craft is a growing showcase of creatives of color and their craft in design, advertising, tech, illustration, lettering, art, and more. It's time to redefine what a creative looks like, basically. And it is just basically a really cool, like, database of, like, people of color who are artists. And it's all broken up by categories. Like I said, there's, you know, designers, photographers, writers, managers, all sorts of things. And you can also sort it by city. And it's been super helpful because I'm sure, like, everyone else in quarantine, I have been really into, like, updating my house, basically.
Yeah.
And so this is such a cool way to find new art and buy directly from artists and things like that. But they also, like, there's anything you could need if you were looking for a creative person. It's all on here. It's a really cool website.
Oh, this is incredible.
Yeah.
That's a great. So it's peopleofcraft.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
I could have used this about a month ago, but right? I will now use it going forward.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Now, over here, I just have something that I, and kudos to the, just, you know, the various podcast hosting apps who are just like, you know, we're going to feature this one. So I gave a click onto Dates and Mates, which is a dating podcast, hosted by Damon Huffman. And I tell you what, that voice of hers in and of itself is just so soothing that if you have any apprehensions about dating or your relationship or anything, you're just be like, Damon's got me. I'm gonna be okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be okay. She got me. I'm fine. But I also, who's to say if I'll ever date again? I don't know. But I do find myself curious how it's going for everybody else. And I'm really, really just enjoying the segments that she has, and the advice seems to be really good. And again, just the voice is so, so comforting. And I think especially with that topic, sometimes it can feel a little like, ugh.
Yeah.
And you can't feel that way based off the way that she presents it. And she's also a columnist for the LA Times. But yeah, so if you're looking for new podcasts, Dates and Mates with Damon Huffman. She also has a website, damonhuffman.com.
Give it
a check out.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Alexis, we did it. We made it to the end.
We did it.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud of us. I'm so proud of everyone listening.
Yes.
We're doing it. We're chugging along and we're getting through some times. But we're doing it.
I'm going to amend that statement and say some of us are walking along and not jogging. And that's also fine because we don't like running.
All right. Right. Now, what I tried to say was chugging. Can we get chugging along?
Yes.
Chugging, jogging, or walking? Those are your options.
I'm going with chugging, and here's why. I recently got in a deep YouTube rabbit hole watching old videos of Starlight Express.
Oh.
And
I am so proud of you.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. So for that reason alone.
Wild.
Yeah. Also, if you're bored and you're like, I want to see the weirdest musical ever made, check out Starlight Express. They're all trained.
It's
like Cats, but trains, I guess. And they're all on roller skates. It's madness. So check that out.
And like everything, it didn't age well.
No.
So just, you know, there might be a few songs that you're just like, oh, no. And you're right. And you're right to think such, but it's just, it's interesting. Yeah,
it's very interesting.
It's interesting. Though, I'll tell you what, I have the whole thing memorized. So for someone who's like, no, it's interesting, could I sing the whole thing? Sure, of course.
Well, someone
won't. Because you guys got to get on with your day or your evening, as we talked about. Sometimes we'll put you right to sleep.
That's true.
So, sweet, sweet dreams.
If you made it through the intro.
To your rim cycle, I wish you the sweetest of dreams.
Yes.
And Alexis, you want to do this again next week?
I would love to.
All right. Well, until then, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.